Oh, hello there. I hope you're sitting on your throne in your castle right now, or what others refer to as the toilet in your house, as you listen to this podcast about the total home experience, where we discuss how to make every home more easy, effortless, and enjoyable to live in. I'm JP Taxman, founder of Relief Key, and will be the voice in your head for the next 10 minutes to an hour. Let's get after it, shall we?
Welcome to the total home experience.
So the bigger vision of my business isn't just organizing and building products. It's really about connecting communities and connecting people and friendship and relationships. And so on this podcast, I want to talk about that and, you know, being neighborhoodly and talking about my friends. And I have some really awesome, interesting friends, and I'm just going to talk about them a little bit and give them a little bit of a shout out. First off, today I'm going to talk about my friend Kyle and Kate. I first met Kyle at a book signing, which he remembers this differently, which is interesting because we kind of had interactions online, and because we both are in the startup community here, and I would interact on Slack, which he created, and he, not Slack itself, but a Slack channel he created for YesPHX, and he would see me post on there, so he kind of was familiar with me. So I think he thought we met before we actually met. And we met at our friend of ours, Andrea Lechner-Becker. She had a book release party at Changing Hands Bookstore, which is my favorite bookstore. Everyone go there if you're in Phoenix. Buy books, buy coffee and booze there. It's great. You have a fireplace, which is warm and cozy. But I met Kyle and we kind of hit it off, and I was like, let's connect. He's like, yeah, man, that sounds cool. So then we connected. We went back there actually for our first friend date and just kind of chatted and talked about startups, what he was working on, what he was planning on. He helped found a company called Allbound, which is one of the bigger, well-known startups here in Phoenix. But he's talking about leaving and doing what he's doing now. And I remember one thing, which he says a lot and which is really funny. And he even is like, he doesn't even take credit for it, but it's become kind of his quip as well. And he's like, if you ain't scheming, you ain't dreaming. And at first I was like, what does that even mean? He's like, I don't even know. But it's true. It's like, if you ain't scheming, if you ain't kind of working on something, then you ain't doing any dreaming. Because that means you're also not like thinking about it. You're just like putting it as a vision out there. But that was just like a funny little quip that, you know, he uses in his business now, and that kind of sticks with me even to this day. But yeah, there's just an instant connection with Kyle and I, and we kept hanging out and kept kind of chilling and going to like Thunderbird Lounge with his now wife at the time. I think he was getting married soon after that. And even when we first met, I remember him talking about how he's making the rings and how he's a maker. And I was like, oh, dude, me and him are, yeah, we're going to be tight. Cause I, you know, I'm obviously a maker as well. And, you know, both did software design, worked in software, both like making stuff, just talking about life and nonsense. So there's just a good connection there between us. And you're always like, you feel really lucky when you find people like that. Cause you're like, okay, fine. There's other people that I can connect with here in this world. And they're hard to find, but I've been really lucky with Phoenix. I found a bunch of really awesome people that I really care about. But met him and his eventually soon to be and now wife, Kate, who's also amazing. And I'm pretty sure it's crochet. I tried to look it up last night because it's not knitting. I'm pretty sure she crochets, but she loves yarn. She's a bunch of it. She's great. She's this amazing, like, powerful personality. That just makes you feel like warm and kind of cozy with her. I guess that's the way I want to put it. I don't know, but she's just so kind and fun. And they both are just a good time to hang out with. And with both of them too, it's just, you can just not worry about what you have to say. You don't have to censor yourself. You can just say whatever and either get a laugh or they'll give you shit for it. And both of them are okay. And it's just, being comfortable with people like that is just where the true friendships, where you can tell you have a true friendship at least, is there's no sidelining. It's, I accept you kind of completely for who you are and what you say and what you believe. And most of the time, it's, you have similar beliefs. Or if you don't, you just kind of talk about them and discuss through them and make jokes about what, why the other person's wrong. And you both have a good time with it. And it's good. And so, you know, when we'd also go to Thunderbird Lounge, eventually Alex, his now partner in his business, Little Taller, which is a marketing firm and website design firm, which everyone should use because they are amazing. They helped me get some clear on some things, and they're just, the way they do marketing, the way they interact with people is just really on point. And they're insanely hard workers. Like, I've seen it. I've seen him build this whole business, and seeing what he's put in is pretty remarkable, as well as Alex. And Alex is an amazing woman who has just busted her ass with Kyle to get that business going. And she's a pretty awesome person too. And we, you know, she always brings a good question, which I love questions. And we kind of discuss these kind of deep thought questions over some drinks and have some laughs. It's really a great time. So yeah, again, just at the end of the day, I have a deep respect for Kyle, Kate, and Alex. And it all started with meeting Kyle. And then you know, what I've also found is good people find and know other good people. So I found that with a couple other friends that I'll talk about later. But because I met Kyle, I got to meet Kate and I got to meet Alex. And like, now these people I get to have in my life who are awesome, and I get to engage with them and call them friends. And I feel grateful for that. So I'd love to know who your friends are. Send them this podcast and subscribe to this podcast, which really helps me grow this and make some new friends. I'd love to hopefully have you as a friend. And the best way to make me a friend is just hit me up on Instagram or shoot me an email and ask me to go get coffee, especially, you know, right now, which is November 1st, 2021. If it's soon after that you're listening to this, you'll definitely get a hold of me. If it's maybe 3 or 4 years in the future, if this podcast is bigger and you're listening to this, it might be a little more difficult. But in that case, if you happen to be one of those, which would be really cool, let me know that you listened to this podcast at that point, and it's been however many years. And then also, you know, ask me a weird question. If you ask me a weird question that's going to pique my interest, I'll give you the time of day for sure, no matter how busy I am. Other than that, check out the website, www.reliefkey.co, and subscribe to that newsletter. Just trying to grow my email list. I'm trying to really send valuable emails that are funny and informative and just make you want to open up the email, not just be another spammy newsletter email list. I'm really trying my best not to make it like that and make you really excited to read them. So I'd love you to subscribe to that. And if you do want to unsubscribe, please tell me why. Shoot me an email and be like, hey, I hate that you're doing da-da-da-da. And then I know, and then I can fix it. Because if you don't tell me, I can't fix it. And I really want to make this a newsletter that people want to stay on and want to share and enjoy. So other than that, I will see you tomorrow.